This is the Dallas Morning News.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
It's Friday, April 19th. It will be mostly cloudy and much cooler today with a high of 70. There's a possibility of some afternoon and evening thunderstorms. The low will be 57. Here are today's headlines. Dallas could lose one of its 8 seats on the Dallas Area Rapid Transit's 15-member board, as well as the simple majority needed to advance its transit-related priorities if the city's population trend continues. That's what Rodney Schlosser, one of Dallas's board members, told a joint meeting of board members and the city's Transportation and Infrastructure Committee on Monday, and the possibility of it has some concerned. Dallas has the nucleus of DART's operations and has historically represented the majority of DART's service population and sales tax revenue collections, mostly because of its population. Now, however, Dallas's population growth has lagged that of its neighboring cities since 2010. Last month's new census data showed Dallas County lost 5,000 residents between 2020 and 2023, and the decline in population is so centered in the city of Dallas that DART is estimating the demographic shift could result in Dallas ceding one of its seats to its suburban neighbors by 2030. The potential loss in voting power could complicate Dallas's advocacy for projects in the 13-city transit network if other member cities don't feel like they benefit from them. He noted that Dallas's share of DART's sales tax revenue is not growing as fast as its suburban peers either. Since 2015, its share of contributions has tipped below 50%, and the rest of the suburban cities are contributing more collectively. Next up, the man accused of killing a 27-year-old woman allegedly wrapped her in bedding and placed her in a closet in his Dallas apartment after a witness saw the body and contacted police. That's according to an arrest warrant affidavit obtained by the Dallas Morning News. The suspect, 34-year-old Omar Lucio, faces a murder charge in the slaying of Karina Johnson. Erica Hernandez, Johnson's older sister, told the news on Thursday that Johnson was a bubbly, caring, outgoing person and a mother to a 7-year-old boy. Hernandez said Johnson had been in a relationship with Lucio for 6 or 7 years and that her sister did not deserve what happened to her, but she hopes her story can help bring attention to domestic violence awareness. Lucio was booked into the Dallas County Jail Monday afternoon and remained in custody on a $1 million bond. In other news, for years, Dallas residents complained about City Hall's approach to serving Spanish-speaking residents and the lack of translation of citywide information. That's starting to change as Dallas's Office of Equity and Inclusion and the Welcoming Communities and Immigrant Affairs Division launched initiatives to better serve Spanish-speaking residents. Now the city is heading in the right direction, community leaders say, but all departments need to work together to communicate more effectively and efficiently with residents. In 2023, Dallas launched the 311 non-emergency mobile application in Spanish, held its first-ever town hall in Spanish, added funding for more translation services to its budget, and created a program in Spanish to help day laborers find safe jobs. The city's plans include eliminating the wait time between English and Spanish 311 calls, providing code violation notices in Spanish, holding more Spanish-language city meetings, and training all city departments on how to be language-inclusive. And Netflix is taking a look at the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders in a new series due out this summer called America's Sweethearts. Director Greg Whiteley, who gave us the platform Cheer and Last Chance U, is behind the 7-episode series, which follows last year's cheerleading squad from auditions through training camp and the NFL season. The streamer describes it as a behind-the-scenes look at the franchise and the team of cheerleaders led by longtime director Kelly Finglas. A release date for the series has not been announced. America's Sweethearts isn't the only Netflix project reportedly on the way about the Cowboys. Last summer, the platform was said to have landed a docu-series about Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys for just under $50 million after a bidding war with ESPN. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll be back Monday with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.